Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now making surprise visits to taxpayers' homes. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Has the IRS garnished your wages yet? Have they levied your bank account yet? They will if you ignore them long enough. This is Patrick Noon of PJN Tax Solutions Group. We're a local tax resolution firm located right here in St. Charles, Illinois. Don't call some 1-800 firm 10 states away. We're right here. Give us a call now at 630-415-5296. Once again, 630-415-5296, or visit our website, pjntaxsolutions.com. Either way, call us when you want the IRS off your ASS.
There comes a time in many men's lives in which the thought of having another child is not an option. Do you want to maintain the romance without the risk? There's a permanent solution that can help you achieve just that. Consider a vasectomy.
Ooh, I don't know about that. I heard it could be painful.
Yeah, not only that, I heard it was expensive.
These statements may be true for many men, but not the men who choose Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. First of all, our procedures are covered by most insurance plans and flex spending accounts. The best part is, with our experienced surgeons, the procedure only takes 30 minutes in the office. No needle, no scalpel, and no trip to the hospital. If you're certain your family is complete, do yourself a favor and call Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago today. Or visit us online at www.vasectomychicago.com and read the testimonials. Conveniently located in Tinley Park, Naperville, Arlington Heights, and downtown Chicago at Lake Point Tower. Now with free valet parking. Call us today at 877-877-4-VAS. That's 877-877-4-VAS.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Every morning, we rise and shine, make breakfast, and brush away the night's rest. These routines help us start the day off right. Nature Made vitamins are a simple step in that daily care regimen. Multivitamins with daily essentials, clinically studied probiotics for gut health support, magnesium to help relax the body. Nature Made is made to care for you every day. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is the official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Cubs win! Cubs win the ball game!
Listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And always live on the free Odyssey app. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you in part by your local Hyundai dealers. WSCR Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Sports Station. The
Score! This hour is being brought to you by Cars for Kids.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys are friends of the program, man. I can never turn y'all down.
I know that's right. I know that's right. That's Stacey King.
The friends of the program are my friends, and they are friends for life.
Afternoons on The Score.
At number 12, Chicago Bulls picking. I've got him taking Derek Queen out of Maryland, the one-and-done big. Just a super skilled big who showed all of that in the NCAA tournament. Had the buzzer beater against Colorado State. Got 27 points against the eventual national champions. there is some thought that the pre-draft process, if it's been great for, say, Carter Bryant, it hasn't been as great for Derek Queen. As a prospect with the draft approaching, you always want to hear, this guy has blown people away in the pre-draft process, and I have not heard that about Derek Queen too much.
That is from the Eye on College Basketball podcast. Gary Parrish does a great job on CBS Sports Speaks. CBS Sports HQ, I actually show to my students because of how they format shows.
Oh, that's cool.
And I want them to like get used to like that type of formatting when we put together our imaginary shows in class.
That's interesting, because I was watching the video of their mock draft with him and Norlander, and they're sitting around. It's so good.
It's really good.
Like really smart, concise, well-produced content.
So we invited Gary Parrish on, and he was nice enough to say hello. You can check him out on The Gary Parrish Show on Grind City Media. And we want to talk a little bit about the Bulls. He joins us now on Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Gary, thanks for joining us. We are big Derek Queen people. We've been talking about him since the tournament, and it looks like he might be there for the Bulls at 12. I know that you spoke about this on the podcast and on your show. What are the things that you like about Derek Queen?
Well, he's just an incredibly well-rounded basketball player who, you know, as they say, understands how to play the game. He was obviously fantastic in the NCAA tournament. You've got that buzzer beater against Colorado State, then went really big, 27 points, I believe, against the eventual national champion Florida Gators. And at that point, I think his draft stock was probably at an all-time high. But since the draft process has started to unfold, some questions have started to emerge about how focused he really is on the game, how serious he is about his conditioning and work ethic type of stuff. These are not things that are unique to him. But like I mentioned in the clip that you played, and by the way, I appreciate all the kind words you guys said, you know, like I mentioned in that clip, you want to be heading into a draft where people say the past month has been great for you. And if you were putting together a list of lottery type prospects who maybe fall in the opposite category where they haven't helped themselves as much as they would have liked, Derek Queen maybe doesn't sit at the top of that list, but he would be on it somewhere.
So what I'm trying to figure out, Gary, is if those are the kind of acceptable red flags that you love to see when a well-rounded player who knows how to play the game might drop to 12 for the Bulls because he didn't measure well or he had a sleepy week at the combine. But is this bigger stuff? So I guess is it broader stuff that we're hearing that's scary? And then I don't know if you've thought about this, but are there players in the past who like dropped for these kinds of reasons who ended up being good? Because we were thinking about body types, Zach Randolph or like Julius Randle, like guys who were thicker, and you wondered if the work ethic thing would kick in, and it did eventually.
Well, I mean, Luka Doncic is a pretty good example of this. Looking back on that draft, there's no way he should have been picked where he was picked, but there were people who were concerned about his body type and about his work ethic. Honestly, a lot of the same stuff that led to Dallas actually trading him to Los Angeles, but eventually he just became what it is he was always supposed to become. All the stuff that he was doing in Europe at an extremely high level, it translated well. So if you're looking at somebody like Derek Queen, that's what you're hoping, that yeah, he doesn't measure the way you would want a big to measure in the year 2025. He doesn't move the way you would want a big to move in the year 2025. But just like other players in the past have been able to overcome some of those types of issues, you hope that Derek Queen is able to as well. In terms of the work ethic stuff and the focus stuff, I don't think it's any like major red flags, but it is just something in any sort of scouting report, people start putting together pros and cons. And if the pros are all the things we've already talked about, the cons would be, the body, the conditioning, the work ethic, that type of stuff. But keep in mind, I remember heading into the Anthony Edwards draft, there were real concerns about his level of maturity as well because of various things he had said throughout the pre-draft process, one of which was that he didn't even enjoy watching basketball. But if you would have passed on him for any of those reasons, it would have obviously turned into a mistake.
Who's the player in this draft that if you had to make a large bet would become a superstar? Who's that player for you?
I mean, obviously Cooper Flagg, he's, I don't want to say a can't-miss prospect, because I'm sure people once upon a time said that about Greg Oden, and injuries derail that and can derail anybody. But I feel pretty comfortable saying, and I don't believe this is hyperbole, that barring any sort of serious injury issues throughout his career, Cooper Flagg is going to be a Hall of Fame player. Now, does that mean best player on a championship team, MVP? I'm not sure, but you don't have to necessarily be that to make it to the Hall of Fame someday. He's just so good in so many different ways. It's very difficult to find problems with his game. I'm not saying he's elite at everything, but he's really good at just about everything you need to do on a basketball court. He can bounce it. He can shoot it. He can pass it. He can impact the game on both ends of the court. I do wonder, like, how high is his ceiling really? Because when you talk about number one player in your high school class, number one player in college in your 1 year, number one pick in the draft consensus, the next thing people start to say is, well, can he go down as an all-time great? I don't know if we'll look up in 20 years and say Cooper Flagg's one of the 20 best players to ever play this game, but there's no doubt who has the best opportunity to hit that list someday in this draft, and that's him.
Okay, so let's take him out of it for a second. Is there anyone else that you go, man, I don't know if anyone else sees it, but I see it. This one right here is going to be a superstar.
I still think Ace Bailey has the potential to do that, but there's obviously a lot of questions about his approach to the draft and, you know, his ability to do anything other than score the basketball. Obviously, it didn't go well at Rutgers, but the highlights really pop, and if he ever reaches his full potential, which is no guarantee, but if he could, I could absolutely see him being a star. Dylan Harper, everybody agrees, has a chance to be, you know, a 5-, 6-, 7-time all-star jumbo guard, probably going second in this draft. The guy that I am higher on than most, that I really believe in, is Trey Johnson out of Texas. I consider him the third best prospect in this draft, even if almost nobody thinks he's going to go in the top three. He's a 6'5 guard, incredible athlete, shot roughly 40% from three on a high volume of attempts this season. So in this era of basketball where you need athleticism to play on both ends of the court and shooting has never been more valuable, here's a one-and-done five-star prospect who's got good positional size, good athleticism, and can really shoot it. I just don't see guys like that missing too often.
He's Gary Parrish from CBS Sports right here on the Spiegel & Holmes Show on 670 The Score. Ace Bailey has an agent named Omar Cooper who has been orchestrating all kinds of stuff. And it's fascinating because he's clearly a talented player. But man, the agent, I guess he wanted to be paid for on-camera appearances during the year. And now the agent has kept Ace from working out for teams and trying to get him onto a team where he can get big minutes and big scoring and he can rise right away. I mean, it's just, it scares the hell out of you, should it?
Yes, it has totally been mishandled. Every young person is free to make his own decisions. I'm confident when I was 19 years old, I made some pretty poor decisions. But also when I was 19 years old, I didn't have a career that anybody thought could be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And if I would have, I'd like to think that I wouldn't have put that career in the hands of somebody like Omar Cooper. Just some background, he's the father of Sharif Cooper, an NBA player, but he's never really represented NBA players to this level at all. He is not a certified agent, so he has no experience with this process. He's not certified, and whether it matters to you or not, this is just a fact, he is an ex-convict. He has a checkered past, and the way that they have just handled the entire thing has left a lot of front offices confused and also concerned. I'm not overstating it when I tell you I wouldn't put my career in the hands of somebody like this. And so for Ace Bailey to do it, it really brings into question the you know, ability to make good decisions. But if you can cut through all of the nonsense, and there is a lot of nonsense, once you get to the core of it, you've got a really talented basketball player that I think somebody's going to take a shot on sight unseen, because he is the only college basketball player in this draft who did not work out for a single team the entire process, unless there was a secret workout somewhere. There's some speculation that he might have done something privately for Washington, but whether you're talking to Jonathan Givony, Sam Vecenie, or anybody else who covers this draft, they will all tell you that the process has been wildly confusing.
Gary, when it comes to production over prospect, we've been having this discussion about Walter Clayton Jr. We both love him. My partner, Matt Spiegel, had this really interesting interaction with one of the Bulls' VPs talking about their general manager about him while the game, one of the games in the tournament was going on. What do NBA teams say about him? And when you see a guy that might be a little bit undersized, but clearly has got some killer in him on the court and showed production at the college level, what are NBA people telling you about players like that on whether it's worth the risk for a first round pick to take someone like that?
I think most NBA franchises believe that it is, and that is among the reasons Walter Clayton is expected to be selected in the first round tonight. That's not guaranteed, but it is the expectation. Like you mentioned, he is undersized and in a league that is getting bigger at every position. I mean, Dylan Harper will be the first guard off the board tonight. He's a 6'6" point guard. It's becoming harder than ever to be 6'1" or smaller and not get picked on the defensive end of the court in that league. And so that's the most obvious thing that Walter Clayton has working against him. But to answer your question more directly, when front offices look at him, it's not just that he scored points, but it's that he could create shot opportunities and then make tough shots. He could make them under pressure. It's in the same way that we saw Tyrese Halliburton consistently make plays under pressure throughout the playoffs until he was injured. Walter Clayton showed an ability to do that at the collegiate level. I'm not comparing those two as players, but certainly the mentality and the comfortability that they have in uncomfortable situations, those are absolutely things that front offices identify and value. And it is the main thing that is going to get Walter Clayton selected again, probably in the 20s tonight.
We've talked about Queen, but you know where the Bulls are at. Are there other players in that area of 12 that you think might make sense for the Bulls that aren't Derek Queen?
Well, I really think the draft is going to be interesting in this way. Like, we know what's going to happen at 1. We know what's going to happen at 2. We're not real sure how 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 unfolds, but we're kind of pretty clear on what players are going to go, just in some order. Once you get to about 9 in this draft, so outside of the top 8, I think the next 8 could go in just about any order you could come up with. Mm. So what is going to be interesting is we could have a million conversations right now about who's going to be available at 12 and then just be wrong about it because somebody we thought was going to go 9 is still on the board. So I know the Bulls have, you know, depth concerns in the front court. And if you're looking at positions, then maybe that's the place to look. Derek Queen is a name. Danny Wolfe is a name. Thomas Sorber is a name. Colin Murray Bowles, Asa Newell. It's not clear that all of those players are going to be available when Chicago's on the clock, but I don't think there's any doubt at least one of them will. And they're all people who have been mocked in that range for weeks now.
So that's a great setup to this thought on 12, where the Bulls are. Find a star. I don't care about the position. I don't care about the need. If there's somebody, look, SGA just won MVP. He went 13 in 2018. You mentioned Halliburton. He went 12 in 2020. Jalen Williams, second best player in Oklahoma City, went 10 in 2022. So, look, I know it's hard to find, you know, great people, but is there somebody that you love, regardless of where they might go in that range that you said is wide open? Give us one or two that you love that could be a star if the Bulls were smart at 12.
Well, first, let me say you and I are on the same page. I am always looking for the best player and very rarely dealing with positional fits because you can talk to Brad Stevens in Boston or Sam Presti in Oklahoma City or anybody else running any of the best NBA franchises in this country, and they will all tell you the key to high-level success is having as many awesome players as you can have. Once upon a time, famously, a franchise passed on Michael Jordan because they already had Clyde Drexler. Hey, we've already got an all-star level shooting guard. Why do we need to take another one this high in the draft? Well, that was obviously a mistake. Look at what San Antonio is about to do tonight. They have De'Aaron Fox. They have the reigning rookie of the year in Stephon Castle. They don't need another jumbo guard like Dylan Harper necessarily, but they believe he is the best prospect available after Cooper Flagg, so they will take him and then figure it out. So I'm with you. At 12 and really anywhere else in the lottery, with few exceptions, I'm looking for best prospect available, somebody I believe can turn into something special. And a name that's getting a lot of buzz heading into tonight is Cedric Coward. He's a fascinating story. Started his college career Division III, had no D1 offers, ends up transferring eventually to Eastern Washington, then to Washington State. Only played 6 games there this season, but shot 40% from 3, and then committed to Duke. He was going to play for John Shire and went through the pre-draft process, measured incredibly well at the combine, tested well, and now he checks every box people are looking for in regard to 3-and-D wings at the next level. He's got good size. He's an incredible athlete, maybe the best frame body in the entire draft, can shoot it at a high level, and the intangibles are off the charts. My colleague Matt Norlander had a nice profile on him last week, about 5,000 words. Norlander told me, he has interviewed, he estimates, throughout his career, maybe 300-400 different college athletes, and put Cedric Coward in the top 5 of most impressive young people he's ever sat down with. So this is a young man who's gaining a lot of attention, a lot of hype heading into it. There's no guarantee he's available at 12, but if I were a Bulls fan and I woke up tomorrow morning and he was a part of the franchise, I'd be happy with that.
Oh boy, you're getting us excited. I watched your mock draft video. I think you said something like this: Cedric Coward is the kind of guy that smart teams will draft. And my heart sank, because that's...
I understand.
I'm afraid we don't have that here.
I understand. But he is exactly that. You look around the league and everybody wants great athletes with great bodies, good positional size, who can shoot threes. And it's helpful if they're also like top-notch human beings. And Cedric Coward seems to be every one of those things I just said.
Gary, thanks so much for the time and the information. It's a lot of fun. And Matt's great. Like, following him during the tournament, all the great stuff. We should actually have him on because he's a musician too, Spiegs.
I didn't realize that.
We should get Matt on the show and talk some ball with him too. Gary, this was a delight. Thank you so much for picking up the phone.
You guys were awesome to ask me. Anytime, I'll be here for you. Thank you.
That's what I love to hear. That is Gary Parrish from CBS Sports HQ.
Good job, Alex Kuhn.
Alex
is killing it.
5 o'clock hour. Alex over here has been crushing it the last couple of days.
Tomorrow in the meeting, what are we doing at 5? Just shut up. I got it.
Yeah. Well,
just back off.
Tomorrow, actually, that makes sense because we probably won't be on until about 5 tomorrow.
Right, a little before that. The game starts early, right?
4:30.
I thought 12:15 game?
No, 1:10.
1:15.
Yeah. 1:15 game.
Yeah, so just like a Wrigley 1:20.
Yeah. All right, so 5 o'clock. Well, it's up to you, Alex. Whatever you want to do is clearly a good idea.
We will do whatever you want. Uh-huh. Speaks, I wanted to update you on a couple of things.
Okay.
One, I forgot to tell you this. Monday, I'm on 63rd and Woodlawn. I'm at my favorite little coffee shop. Robust. It was a great place. Used to live right across the street from it. Still go to it, and they usually get my tea order like perfect, so I'll go there and come in here with a Robust cup. I'm walking across Woodlawn, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go in. I hear someone yell. This was actually, was this on Juneteenth? No, it was Monday. Guy yells, "Hey, Lawrence!" And this happens a lot, especially on the South Side. Because I don't know if people know me from the South Side. They might know Braxton. You know, it's all sorts of stuff. And the guy is in his car, and he goes, "Where's Speaks?"
Was it Wani? It wasn't Dave Wanstead?
This guy could not have been farther from Dave Wanstead. And I just started laughing.
There's Wani. Wani says that.
And I'm like, I think he's doing music today. And we had a good chuckle on it. Okay. So I thought that you would appreciate
that you're
bleeding through on the south side.
Well, I love the image that we're just always together. We're together here, so we might as well be together most of the time.
The other thing is, a friend of mine who covered the Packers was listening to the last segment of Aaron Rodgers.
When we talked to Aaron Rodgers, and they talked about how he is arrogance masquerading as enlightenment.
I am not going to say this person's name. But I am going to share what this person sent to me.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Lawrence, I'm listening to the score. I worked with Aaron Rodgers. Matt could not be more accurate with his description of him. Most arrogant man I've ever worked with. I've been in the Cubs, Bulls, Bears, and Blackhawks locker rooms, and I've never encountered an athlete that was more of a jerk.
Wow.
Sorry, I have a lot of feelings on this.
Apparently, they were coming out.
The definition of someone who thinks his bleep doesn't stink.
Yeah, it's just so obvious and so clear.
So I thought that you would like that affirmation.
That's fascinating. Well, you know, I do obviously consider myself, I was going to say, an amateur psychological profiler. But I guess I'm a professional psychological profiler. I do it with a lot of athletes all the time, and I'm not always right.
You're not a professional because you're not accredited.
I'm not accredited.
You don't have any accreditation. So
that's true, but it's part of my profession.
It's part of your profession, but you're not a professional.
That's true. That's
it's
fair.
Very important.
Important distinction.
Yes.
I will say, though, I do a lot of that. And I've sometimes done it with partners. So anyway, but... You know, it's like Aaron.
I am a fun psychological journey.
Oh man, sorry, but you don't hold a candle.
Oh no, not to the guys that you work with.
Some of the complexities of my past.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
No, that's a whole thing.
You'll read about it in the book. So, but yeah, Aaron's a psychological profile. I feel pretty comfortable having fit.
The weird thing is that you guys match up in a couple of ways.
Me and Aaron?
Yes.
I know.
And I think that's part of the reason why you're like, I don't like this guy.
Well,
but you guys do match up in some ways that I think would be fascinating to put you in a room and talk about stuff.
You know what's interesting is that I know that I have a great deal of arrogance within me.
That's not what I meant.
No. But let me tell you. I have learned to try and actually find the humility that helps me reframe that arrogance as confidence. There is a difference between arrogance and confidence in my regard. I've actually done it in my belief, done a lot of work on this because you can be confident, but being arrogant in life is a different thing. In sports, though, arrogance is rewarded. If arrogance comes with greatness, it goes unchecked. And gets rewarded and enabled and can wreak havoc in personal lives. I'm thinking about Michael Jordan, you know? It wreaked havoc in his personal life.
Sociopath. In the best possible way.
That's what I'm saying. It is rewarded, celebrated, and enabled right up until the point that it destroys your life.
My feelings about Aaron Rodgers are really complicated because I think that he's a virtuoso. As a quarterback, and watching the way that he plays, watching the things that he like on the field, you go, "Oh my God!" Like,
oh, yeah.
How did he see that? Like, how did he know?
Couldn't agree more.
That he's the Hail Mary goat.
Oh, dude!
And the science of the him doing the work on the science of throwing the Hail Mary
is incredible.
And RIP to John Brinkus, by the way, from Sports Science, who passed away. But they did a whole thing on the Aaron Rodgers Hail Marys and him throwing it with the concept of like getting it up high in the air so it's going to throw off the defenders.
Yes.
But the offensive players know exactly where to be. And I find him to be brilliant.
I couldn't agree more. And I'll give you this, in terms of virtuoso, how about the game? I think it's the Khalil Mack debut game when Khalil Mack and the Bears were dominating the Packers in the first half and just getting to Aaron Rodgers and destroying him. And he could barely move. There was an injury as well. And in the second half, he got rid of the ball like a half second quicker and just anticipated. I'm sure they changed some patterns, but he changed how quick he got rid of the ball. And just picked the Bears apart and dominated them. And I remember realizing that dude can do anything.
And I dealt with a quarterback that had a lot of issues. And I actually didn't have any issues with Jay. And I wonder, like, how would I have handled Aaron, because they're similar but not the same.
Well, Jay didn't have the virtuoso abilities.
He didn't, but he had all of the stuff. And that's what's so frustrating about covering him and watching him. Because you look at Jay Cutler and you go, oh, my God. He's a quarterback who's 6'3" and 225 pounds, who isn't afraid to run in the open field and drop a shoulder into a defender, can throw the ball through a wall, but sometimes relies too much on that and then just keeps throwing it to D'Angelo Hall for a game where he just keeps on doing it.
He's because not on your team.
You need to let that go and stop being angry about what happened in the first quarter,
the
but you didn't.
Wrong colors. A stubborn INT is still an INT.
That is the facts for sure.
Man.
But I thought that you would enjoy getting the affirmation. We need to talk about what's happening in the National League Central. Because all of a sudden, it's real crowded in this sumbitch. We're going to talk about it next here on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Or Spiegel and Holmes.
It is on like radar song. With a fleet of super bats
and status radar song. Afternoons on The Score.
Tying run at third, go ahead run at second. Here's the 2-1. Swinging a big chop toward third, charging. Arenado bare hands it and throws to first in time. All the game over. Arenado barehanding that ground ball. The runner, Pete Bill Armstrong, did not distract him. Arenado barehanded it, rifled it to first, getting Swanson by half a step, and the ball game is over.
Highlight courtesy of The Score, the great Pat Hughes on the call.
Boy, the Hall of Famer with a great call there, because I certainly thought about whether Pete Crow Armstrong could have or should have just kept running, or even gone in front or gotten closer and tried to play it in a way. You
wonder, is it obstruction or not?
Probably. But in that moment,
they seem to be calling obstruction way too much this year.
It's true. They've called it in some weird spots, but just a brilliant play by Nolan Arenado, one of the greatest third basemen ever to play the game. He made a Brooks Robinson type play the night before, and then that one last night. The Cardinals out-defended the Cubs, among many other things, last night.
Yes, they did. We promised you that we would give you Windy City Smokeout tickets, and we're going to give it to the sixth caller. 312-540-0670. And the Windy City Smokeout on July 12th. If you can't go, please don't take the tickets away from someone who can. Kane Brown's going to be there, Megan Maroney. For ticket information, if you don't win, visit WindyCitySmokeout.com. You look at the standings in the National League Central today, Speaks. It's getting crowded here. Like, it's getting crowded. I look up and you see what's gone on with the other teams in the league. And obviously, the Cubs and the Cardinals are playing each other, so it makes it easy to keep an eye on the Cardinals. Cardinals have been real good, 8-2 in their last 10.
Mm-hmm.
The Brewers are 7-3 in their last 10. The Reds, who I'm now starting to get more scared of.
You should be. The Reds are 12-5 in their last 17 games. They have taken 5 of their past 6 series. They had 39,000 plus in Cincinnati on a Tuesday night.
Well, they had the prize prospect coming up. Chase Burns pitched last night, and he was pretty good.
Number 2 pick in the draft from last year.
Yeah, and he was up there, and he struck out Aaron Judge.
What was your favorite strikeout?
I guess you gotta say Judge. I've watched him, so he's a big dude, so one of the best hitters in the game, so that's probably my favorite one.
You hit runner on third, 2 outs. I don't think anyone would have been shocked or understandable to walk Judge in that spot. Why'd you go after him in that spot, and how big was that moment for you?
Just trust my stuff, really. I mean, that's what Steve-O said. Just go out there, don't change. So I'm not going to change just because it's a batter, you know. You still got to hit the ball.
So Chase Burns struck out the first 5 people he faced yesterday.
What a night.
He's the first starting pitcher in at least the expansion era since 1961 to strike out the first 5 guys in his MLB debut, according to the Elias Sports Bureau. That's pretty damn cool. And the Reds have a thing going on, man. They are in full-on go-for-it mode. They DFA'd Jamer Candelario the other day. They chose to pay Jamer Candelario $22.5 million to not play for them for a year and a half. That's the position they're in. And their GM, Nick Kroll, said it. At the end of the day, you got to look at it as sunk cost. If he's not going to help you, we felt we're in a better spot with young players. This is a statement of intent, said the GM. Bringing Chase Burns is a statement of intent. We want to win games. So, I mean, you got to love that if you're a Reds fan, maybe so finally.
That's what's scaring me. The fact that the Reds seem like, because there have been a couple of seasons where you go, you know, if the Reds made a couple of moves, they could be in contention in the division. Are we finally getting the Francona effect? Because that's what I'm like, oh, that's a problem. Now there's a manager there that knows what he's doing.
Knows what he's doing, and it can breed up as well as breed down, right, to the players and to the GM. I mean, you went out and got a guy who's capable of winning with capable players. So let him play with the best ones that you got and see what he can do.
And they also have a guy who's got superstar potential.
Ellie's great.
Yeah.
I love watching Ellie.
And he's having a pretty damn good season. Would you like to know his slash line over the last 30 days, Speaks?
I very much would. A lot of homers in there, I know.
321, 402, 688.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that good. That's over the last 30 days.
30 games, 10 home runs for Ellie.
Wow. Sometimes you can look and you're like, man, there's Ellie De La Cruz and there's O'Neill Cruz. And they're both so talented and skilled, and they're StatCast darlings in every possible way.
So fast. Throw the ball so hard.
They really do. But one of them really likes baseball and tries really hard. And the other one is O'Neill Cruz, who got benched last night for not running hard on a double play. He says he forgot how many outs there were. But either way, the manager in Pittsburgh, Don Kelly, did the old Bobby Cox, Andrew
Jones.
Come
sit next to me.
Come sit next to me
We
thing.
Need to talk about a couple
yeah,
things.
Yeah, yeah. And then after the game, talked about it, and O'Neill Cruz owned up to it. But, man, fits some stuff I heard about him in the minors.
What they're asking him to do is difficult. I actually think that he will eventually get it out there in center field. I think he will, Spiegs. He's too athletically gifted to not. But it's going to take a while. That's hard to do at the major league level.
I agree. But if you don't really give a crap about being great, that can be a problem.
No doubt about it. More on De La Cruz. 5-game hitting streak for him. Here are the June splits on Ellie De La Cruz.
Okay.
338, 420, 727.
Man. That's nuts, just in this month so far. And that's 20 games, 21 games, something
yeah.
like that. Man.
So yes, it is getting crowded in the National League Central, and there's still a lot of baseball left to be played.
Yep.
And you shouldn't be like, this. Things are over for the – it's not.
Oh, of course not. It's exciting. It's a baseball season.
It's getting competitive.
Let's go. Time to win every night. Time to win. Just like Council said last week, the most important game is the one you're playing, and the one after that, and the one after that. I mean, baseball with consequences has come to your June. Let's go.
Let's go.
Matthew Boyd and Eric Fetty tonight. So you got Boyd tonight and Shota Imanaga tomorrow. Take two and split it in St. Louis. Let's go.
That would be nice. We need to take a break. When we come back, Alex is smiling right now.
He's excited.
He is. He told us 2 hours ago that we need to change. And I'm just going to say.
Yeah. It was good. Our 545 was good.
What we had planned was Macho Man Randy Savage.
Uh-huh.
So for Alex to be like, no, we're not doing that, it must be good.
I think what he thinks is that Dustin Rhodes could defeat Macho Man Randy Savage.
Dustin would definitely hate the way that Macho Man dresses. He would tell him to put on a collar.
How about some sleeves?
And some pants. That's what he would tell him to do.
And a vest.
Definitely a vest. And he can't have any frills or a cowboy hat or big old sunglasses.
I don't know. I think Dustin could rock a cowboy hat and big old sunglasses.
No, I was saying that he would say that to Macho Man Macho Man was hosting the morning show.
Step into a Slim Jim.
Snap into.
Man Randy Savage. Ooh, yeah.
Snap into a Slim? Yeah, I guess you don't step into one.
Step into a home run. Didn't you have a Slim Jim yesterday?
No, not a Slim Jim. Chomps. These meat sticks called Chomps. They're all stick, no ick. That's the way they promote it. Chomps are delicious. Big fan.
He is a big fan. When we come back, we're a big fan of Dustino, and so are you. You'll hear from him next on Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Quality start? That was not a quality start. Hot garbage. That's what Jamison Tyone was.
Dustin, a few weeks ago, when Tyone had a quality start, six innings, three runs, it was three solo homers, but not good enough for Dustino. He called it hot garbage. I don't know if the t-shirt hot garbage from our friends at Obvious ever made it over to Jamison Tyone. He was going to wear it, but past couple of starts, he's been on the mound wearing it instead, so maybe the t-shirt wouldn't be such a good fit right now. Gave up eight runs last night.
Yeah, it's 13 in his last two starts.
Yeah, woof.
So that's not good.
No.
But Dustino did not take a victory lap, correct, Alex?
That is correct. And I think for myself, and all fans can relate to this, when you watch your favorite team, you're constantly in their struggling. You do some things, if you're sitting and watching by yourself, that are questionable. You wouldn't do if you're watching with other people. So I always wondered, what is it like with Dustin in a room watching the Cubs by himself, and he paints a poetic picture of what it was like last night watching the Cubs and Jamison Tyone on the mound.
Dustin, you are as miserable as you've ever been on a Wednesday morning. I'm just saying.
Fairly accurate. I gave you a little peek also behind the curtain. I'm driving last night, taking my daughter to dance, final week to dance before we ship off to Tennessee for the final big show. When Tyone gave up that home run, I don't know about anybody else. I mean, I love the fact that air conditioning exists, but I'm a little bit sick of it. Like, we need it, but, like, I'm sick of having, like, the air conditioning just blowing in my face. So I had it on as low as you could possibly have it so that you were just comfortable and not sweating while you drove. Tyone gave up that the first home. I immediately had neck and back sweats. I tensed up. I was on my way back home, and I had to turn up the AC in the car because of what Tyone did. That's how miserable.
Neck and back sweats.
Then I jumped off the couch. Wow. Then I jumped off the couch when the Cubs took that lead, and then he immediately. My basement is like a meat locker right now because of the air conditioning.
Jamison Tyone is bad for your health.
Then I had to take the blanket off because I was mad again and getting heated up.
You were hugging your blanket? The Cubs have reduced you to that?
No, I had to have a blanket on because the basement's so damn cold. But then Tyone got me so upset I had to take the blanket
Dustin
off to get cool
blankie.
Off again.
Oh, you blankie. That's how bad things have gotten, folks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh. My puppy.
Not a lot of sympathy there for Mr. David.
Yeah, no, he's got none.
Someone in the mob said earlier today that, like, Dustin is one of us. Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Binky.
I can't figure out, though, if that's a Cubs rant or an air conditioning rant. And that's the complexity of Dustino.
Yeah. Yeah,
he seems to be fighting against air conditioning.
Fighting against air conditioning and just...
On the worst week of days that we've had.
I'm thinking about the pitching profile that makes him nuts. Because he likes Tyone. Because Tyone throws strikes. But Tyone sometimes throws meatballs. And it can drive you crazy. So that brand of starting pitcher is not healthy for Dustin Rhodes.
Yeah. But he's always providing us content, and we appreciate that from him. Baby T, great job today sitting in for Tanny. You did a really nice job, young man. That is quality stuff. Wait, we're in a 12 formation right now. Did you see that?
Oh, my God.
Butterball's back there, too.
We reached into our big bag of Tyler's and took two of them out. And put both of them to work? That's amazing. I don't know what to do on that.
Yeah. So, I mean, Tanny's not here, so we had to go 12 formation.
12 personnel. I like it a lot. Which one's Loveland? Which one's Komet? Who predates who? Butterball, you were first. Or Butterball. Tyler, you were first, right? All right. So,
well, the nickname's Butterball, and I got that cleared with him last week.
I know, because he gives it to himself sometimes.
Yeah.
The nickname, I mean, just to be clear.
So Baby T is Loveland, right?
Yes.
With Butterball being Komet.
Yes.
That works.
Yeah.
Show him the ropes. And Alex is Luther Burden III.
Really I'm injured?
Is. Yeah. No.
Oh, wow.
You're good after the catch. And if you had a better quarterback in college, you probably would have been a first-round pick.
Yeah. That's right.
God's sakes. Go bad-mouthing Luther Burden.
So, for Luther Burden and Colston Loveland and my partner, Matt Spiegel.
Hey, by the way, make sure you rewind and go check out the Craig Council interview.
Yeah.
He was amazing today. If you missed our conversation earlier in the show, you can go back and listen with the rewind feature, something you can only do in the Odyssey app. Search 670 The Score and tap earlier today to get started.
Thank you for all the love and support that you show the show on a daily basis. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow after Cubs-Cardinals concludes. Talk to you then.
You a tater tots guy, Craig?
No, not a fan. My mom made me eat them when I was like... 8 years old, didn't go well, never eaten them since.
Really?
Wow.
Are you a French fry person?
Yeah, I'd prefer French fries, yeah. It's just a tater tot. I'll never do it again. I'll never do it.
So does this
feel like punishment? It feels like punishment for me to eat tater tots because it was that night because I had to finish the tater tots.
This is the official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Cubs win! Cubs win the ball game!
Listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And always live on the free Odyssey app. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you in part by your local Hyundai dealers. WSCR Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Sports Station. The Score!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.